I'm Carl Ford. I'm from Pulver Media. I am the Vice President of Content and Community. And basically, I'm a community developer, and that means that I listen to what people do in the community, and I try to find other people who should speak with them, both for an audience and also for business relationships.
Now, how long have you been at this? I mean, Vaughn, this is a pretty big show.
It all started with a gentleman named Jeff Pulver, and the company's name is Pulver Media after Jeff. And Jeff is like a Radar O'Reilly type. He was a ham radio operator, knew how to patch short waves in to make it so that guys in the military could call home during the holidays and things like that. And he had been on IRC servers when people started to use chat for voice. And somebody said, well, is it possible to connect up the chat line to the PSTN? And having had the experience as a ham radio operator of being able to patch panel in that way, he said, sure, it's probably possible. I'll figure it out. And he basically ended up figuring out how to do that just about the same time that Vocaltech gave the world their internet phone, which was a commercial released version. But in his chat groups that were doing this kind of stuff, Jeff had built up this email list of people who were interested in these kind of things. And when Vocaltech came into operation, he became kind of a central figure for them to reach out to other people who were interested in the technology.
So now we have Vaughn. Now, tell me, how did it get so big?
The big question for you is, it's the internet, right? I mean, I'm somebody who's an old phone company person. So from my perspective, the first thing is the fiber optics made it so that mileage was irrelevant. You could light up things and just get anywhere. And you can get around the world right now in less than 180 milliseconds, which is just phenomenal. And then you take the fact that the internet made it so that you could be anywhere and be truly any-to-any. So the concept of, you know, having a local phone number is kind of irrelevant these days. A phone number could be anything. Like it should work just like your email address, but we've got the old system of the way phones used to work being kind of transformed by the new way that phones can work. You know, Vonage comes out, and which obviously is the age of Vaughn, but Vonage comes out, and what they do is they extract out phone numbers and make it so that people can use them anywhere. So you've got people in Tonga with 212 phone numbers from, you know, New York City, right? You've got people who are sitting there saying, you know, well, where do I want to live, right? And having their phone numbers represent their maybe previous address, or they take their phones with them now to their vacation homes and that kind of thing. So the whole form of how phone systems works changed dramatically. And the reason Vaughn's grown so big is, like the internet, it's kind of all pervasive. You know, besides that simple function of the application of extracting the phone number, there's the stuff that has to do with guys like RadVision who sit there and make video occur, and you've got people who use voice over IP technology for that kind of stuff. You've got companies like Sonos here and Sentido and Metaswitch who sit there and they make it so that the old central office and that whole model gets extracted out. So the show kind of represents the entire food chain, from the carriers and the people who are trying to bypass carriers and do it on their own, to the people who are interested in the network engineering type issues. So that's why it's so large, is because it means so many things to so many people.
Now, I think the interesting thing that's happening is that it seems that, you know, everything is headed towards this, whether we like it or not. It's just, you know, it's going to be, as I think revolutionary, say, as, you know, the transatlantic cable or doing these sorts of things, or fiber optic,
right,
was. And it's eventually going to sort of affect, you know, everyone's lives. How is that going to roll out? I mean, how do you see that sort of rolling out? I mean, we have people now, they pick up the telephone at home, they dial their number, they're kind of used to that. What do you think is going to take it over that hump for the everyday person?
I think we should look at the cell phone industry a little bit for that lesson. And you know, I love my daughters dearly, but I can't understand why they take cell phones and, you know, put different colors on them and think it's just a phone, for goodness sake. You know, why do you need, you know, vanity covers on your cell phones, right? And, you know, then, you know, my daughter's got, you know, SMS messages all over the place, right? And she's obsessed with, you know, keeping touch with everybody. So her phone's really just an instant messaging, a mobile instant messaging platform for her. And I think that's the big thing to look at, is the fact that like I was saying before, you said, it's everywhere. It's going to be pervasive in the fact that it's not going to necessarily be that you replace your phone service. You might see it in different ways all over the place. I don't know if you use instant messaging or not, but Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and AIM all have voice over IP components embedded in them. Jabber has an open source interface that relates to all of them. There's a few others that are out there. You know, the Pulver communicator that we built supports these things. And the thing you're going to see is that I doubt very much it's going to be that your phone gets replaced. I think it's much more that you're going to find yourself using voice over IP in specific applications, and sort of like railroads, the PSTN part of the voice just will have less and less of a main role. It'll still be there as a core function, but you'll find other things happen. One interesting thing that I know a major refrigerator washing machine manufacturer was looking at doing was voice enabling their devices. And you'd say, well, why would they want to do that? Well, one of their largest costs is the 800 number to the call center. And if the house happens to be broadband enabled, and you can sit there and make it so that they could backhaul without spending any money on dialing an 800 number, you know, let's talk turkey here. It's probably more convenient to talk about the turkey you're trying to put into the oven, okay, while you're at the oven, then, you know, with you holding on to the big pan for the turkey and trying to hold on to a telephone, right? So there's a logical reason why it'll be more convenient for people to have it ooze over on them like that. And you know, we see guys playing with that kind of stuff all over the place, and we're probably about 3 years away from it actually coming out to the marketplace. And that's the other thing that's important about Vaughn, is Vaughn really tries to track what the edge is. The way we've got Vaughn set up, the conference part, the part that's the delegates and that piece, we have those folks listening to to basically what we think the future is going to be, right? And there's a lot of vision in those talks. This show floor is very much what's going on now, or what you should be thinking about implementing now. So if you're sitting there and you're worried about 18 months ahead, you go into as a delegate. If you're worried about how I do things right now, you go in there. And there's reasons to be in both places, right? And, you know, we pride ourselves on trying to track what's going on in the industry and how we keep changing things over. And, you know, the thing is that it's very hard to track. I mean, I've met some guys who are doing some amazing things on the show floor, and none of them are places that I would think that VoIP would necessarily be associated with, but they kind of, one thing led to the other, and the next thing you knew, they had this innovative idea, and bingo, you got some new changes happening, you know? So I think the best thing to say is that we're kind of tracking the future of communications, and that's an important aspect of what Vaughn is.
Well, Carl Ford from Pulver Media and Vaughn, good luck as Vaughn, you know, keeps expanding out there. What are some of the places where the Vaughn conferences are taking place?
We'll be in Boston in the fall. We're in San Jose right now, as you know. I've got this strange schedule where I'm supposed to be in Dalian, China, followed by Moscow, followed by Stockholm, all within a three-week period. I'm looking forward to this because I've always wanted to travel around the world heading west. You know, if you head east, it always hurts, right? You always have problems keeping awake. But west, I figure I could last forever. So we'll see whether or not I'm right on that. We also are doing our first enterprise show in Atlanta in December. And what am I missing? I'm missing Vaughn Japan. I'm missing Vaughn Berlin in the fall. And I think I've done everything that we've mentioned. We're also going to do a Shanghai in the fall as well. The thing that is important to know is when Jeff originally made those mailing lists, they were international. Even though we're in San Jose right now, we've got 60 different countries represented in this place. We are very much a show that's about what everybody's doing. And hopefully we're doing a good job of protecting the Internet, because I just want to say that the Internet should be a international experience and not guided by parochial laws within a specific country. And, you know, we advocate for that. We run a global IP alliance to try to make it so that people know what's going on regulatory-wise worldwide. And, you know, we also have the Vaughn Coalition in the U.S. that's trying very hard to work with the people who are concerned about net neutrality and making sure that the Internet stays a broad and open network. And, you know, that's an important aspect for people to consider.
If people want to find out a little bit more about Vaughn, where can they go?
The easiest place is Vaughn.com. If they want to sit there and find out about what we're doing with the Global IP Alliance and the Vaughn Coalition, they also have websites under .orgs, globalipalliance.org and vaughncoalition.org, I believe. And we also keep a Pulverati, which is kind of like a Technorati blog thing, so you can track what's going on with the people that Jeff feels inspired by. And, you know, if they want to talk about the industry, feel free to contact me, Carl, C-A-R-L, at pulver.com. And I'm also always on Carl on every single instant messaging, including Hotmail, which is how I do the MSN. My preference is Yahoo in the fact that my BlackBerry supports the Yahoo one, where I've got more people on it. So don't be upset, Microsoft and AOL, that I mentioned that one. But I'm just saying that you'll probably find me easier that way.
All right, great. Well, it's been great talking with you today, Carl.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We're here at Vaughn 2006 in San Jose, one of the many Vaughns. I'm Michael Johnson, and you're listening to PodTech.net.